This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2014. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. It was set to be a takeover that would reshape the American media industry, a takeover of Time Warner by Rupert Murdoch's 20th Century Fox. But Mr. Murdoch has thrown in the towel. In the past few hours, his company announced it is withdrawing its $75 billion takeover offer. The BBC's Samira Hussain is following events in New York, and we can speak to her now. And Samira, what prompted Mr. Murdoch's change of heart?
Well, according to a statement released by Mr. Murdoch and his company, 21st Century Fox, he cites two reasons for why they're abandoning their pursuit. One is the fact that Time Warner was absolutely uninterested, rebuked their initial offer, and in fact refused to even engage in discussions for any other potential offers. And the second reason that was cited was the fact that at the first time we heard about this announcement, or it was made public to shareholders, the stock price for Fox dropped, an indication that shareholders weren't exactly pleased with the idea of this acquisition.
But I imagine in the meantime there'll be many relieved people in management at Time Warner.
Absolutely. Many people in Time Warner are, of course, going to be pleased by this decision. You know, Rupert Murdoch has a pretty firm reputation of being a very persuasive suitor. So to even know that you're being pursued by a media mogul like Rupert Murdoch, it comes with a little bit of anxiety in terms of being able to rebuke those advances. So it's certainly a good news day for those at Time Warner.
Were people surprised to hear he's backing down? It's very unlike Mr. Murdoch, as you say, he's very persuasive, to back down from anything.
It's interesting. You know, on Wednesday here in New York, both Time Warner and 21st Century Fox were due to report earnings. So many people in the media were speculating about what we were going to hear in terms of what Time Warner's finances were going to say about the company and what we would hear on the earnings call from 21st Century Fox about this possible pursuit. So there were lots of articles regarding, you know, their pursuit and how Mr. Murdoch usually gets what he wants. So the fact that we're hearing this today comes as a very big surprise to many.
And what does it all mean for the American media landscape? Because the expectation, the assumption was that if this takeover went ahead, then things would have changed quite a lot, with the top cable networks being all under one roof and their bargaining power increased when it comes to content, negotiating the price of content with program makers.
Absolutely. So we're seeing a lot more mergers happening within telecommunications here in the United States. So the fact that you had Time Warner, which is the second largest media conglomerate in the world, being pursued by the largest media conglomerate in the world, it just would have created a superpower with several cable channels all across the United States. Of course, it would have been CNN merging with Fox's news network. And then you also had two Hollywood studios that would have been combined. So it would have created a complete giant. So for right now, it seems that the U.S. media landscape won't be as, merged as it could have been had this deal went through.
And what about in after-hours trading? What have the shares of both companies been doing?
Significant. And you see that Time Warner's share price dropped in after-hours trading by almost about 10%. On the flip, we saw that 21st Century Fox, their share prices went up by about 7%, which makes sense. You have one company that was being pursued. You have another company that's not going to be dropping some $80 billion to acquire another company.
Okay, thanks very much. The BBC's Samira Hussain there in New York. Well, earlier in the day, financial markets were more concerned with the situation in Ukraine. Carrie Lay at Stockbrokers Decision Economics in New York had the view from the trading floor.
Today was a day that political realities or geopolitical realities hit the market rather hard. Reports that there is a bit possible invasion by Russia in the Ukraine and a general escalation in nervousness sent stocks down quite sharply, and the Dow was down as much as 200 points today and ended up down only about 140 points. So it did rally in the afternoon. So the stocks that were particularly hard hit for those people in the firms in the energy space, and then other companies that are having difficulties outside of any geopolitical worries like Target also got hard hit today.
Why today, though? I mean, these concerns have been lingering for a long time now. What's different about today?
I think the difference today is that things got somewhat worse with reports that Russia might send in their own troops into the Ukraine. So the typical reader, when he saw the morning reports from London, thought things were getting worse rather than better, rather than it just being a bad status quo. So I think that's what was different.
What about volumes, though? I mean, how deep is this concern?
Trade is relatively light. I'd say on any given desk where you might have six people to trade equities, probably two or three are out of the office this week. So trading volumes are generally light, and they're pretty thin. And I think in general, most people have an attitude that now that the market appears to have peaked, at least temporarily, you are looking more likely for excuses to sell rather than treating declines as opportunities to buy, and so that only makes things a bit worse in a down market.
Carrie Lay in New York, and on Wall Street, the Dow ended down 0.8% at 16,429 points. Earlier in the day, in London, the main 100 share index was virtually unchanged at 66.82.